Ready for a deep dive today? We're going to Italy. But we're not hitting up Rome or Florence.
No, no. Those are lovely places. We've got something a little more under the radar today.
We're going to Genoa. I've got a podcast here called Discovering Genoa. And let me tell you, this place sounds fascinating. Like, what even is Genoa? Why have I barely heard of it?
Well, that's part of its charm, right? I mean, everyone goes to Rome, to Venice, but Genoa, it's this hidden gem.
Right. The podcast was saying something similar, like, it's almost a secret how cool it is. It's like Italy's best kept secret or something.
Exactly. It's this fascinating mix of, you know, old and new. You have these incredible medieval buildings right alongside this like modern energy.
Oh yeah, the podcast mentioned that too. It's talking about how it's got this medieval architecture, but then also like really modern buildings.
Yeah. You've got, for example, this museum, the Galata Museo del Mare. It's all about maritime history, but it's housed in this old, like really old harbor structure.
Oh wow, that's so cool. Like walking through history, I'm picturing it, old stone walls and then bam, a modern exhibit.
Precisely. That's Genoa for you. This incredible juxtaposition. And speaking of maritime, the podcast mentioned that Genoa was this maritime republic, right?
Yeah, it did. I had to look that up, to be honest. What does that even mean? It sounds intense.
So basically imagine like Venice, right? Powerful, controlled the seas. But where Venice was all about trade and, well, Venice, Genoa was all about seafaring, exploration, a bit more, shall we say, adventurous.
Oh, I like that. So like a bit more rough and tumble than Venice.
In a way, yeah. And you can still feel that today. The people there, they have this independence, this confidence. It's really something.
That's so interesting. So like their whole history is still part of the city today.
Absolutely. It's in their dialect, their food, everything.
Speaking of their history, the podcast mentioned someone pretty famous from Genoa.
Ah, yes. Christopher Columbus.
Right. I mean, that's a big deal. He's like world famous.
He is. And Genoa, they acknowledge him. You know, there's a house they say was his, a statue in the main square. But it's not all about Columbus.
Oh, that's interesting. So it's not like their claim to fame is just him.
No, no. They have a much richer history than just one man.
Right. Of course.
Yeah.
So besides their history, besides Columbus, what else makes Genoa so special?
Well, the podcast did mention their world famous cuisine.
Yeah. Yeah, it did. They were really hyping up the food. I'm always down for some good food.
Get ready for some focaccia.
Focaccia. Okay. I love focaccia, but what makes theirs so special?
It's like nothing you've ever had before. Yeah. Freshly baked, simple, just olive oil and sea salt, but the texture, it's incredible. And of course, you can't forget the pesto.
Oh, right. Pesto. Genoa is famous for its pesto.
The best in the world. Fresh basil, pine nuts, garlic, olive oil, and cheese. You can taste the history in every bite.
Wow. You're making me hungry.
Mm-hmm.
So to sum it all up, Genoa, the underdog of Italy, this hidden gem with a rich history, amazing food, and a unique character.
Don't forget those stunning contrasts, too. Medieval and modern, all rolled into one.
So, listeners, what grabs you the most? What would you want to see first in Genoa? The historical streets, that incredible-sounding museum, or maybe just drive straight into some delicious focaccia? Let us know what part of Genoa calls to you.